Different audio here. I'm sitting on my couch recording this just as a preamble to this short audio podcast. And you'll see why I said audio here in just a second. But I wanted to say that, yeah, I recorded this outside on my H4N without the wind protection on it, and the breeze was blowing. It was a beautiful day. And a few times I get a little tongue-tied because I didn't go off of any script or any idea. This was all just stream of conscience off of an email I got. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get into it.
So here I am sitting out. It's a beautiful day in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I got a couple of seconds here. So I thought I'd make a quick little hit here for the podcast. And this is actually about the service that I use for the podcast. This is just one of those things that kind of freaks me out. By the way, this is Aben Crawford, a.k.a. Senator Jizz. Hello to all of you that decided to show up. This is a creative impulse. And so here's the thing. So I was just having some lunch and enjoying the lunch, getting to the point where I'm sitting out here on a nice, beautiful day in Raleigh, and I check my email. And in my email, I had something from Spotify because I use Spotify as my podcast aggregator. Well, I had done a couple of podcasts that were video. And these are basically me just taking things that I did for YouTube and putting them over to Spotify. Now, I did that recently as well, but I took the audio out of the YouTube video and put it onto Spotify. And then I recorded my next actual true episode, and I did it as audio. The reason I'm doing this is audio podcasting makes more sense to me. Even though I'm kind of loath to call it podcasting any longer, let's just go with the term podcasting. I think audio works better for it. To me, if I'm going to do a video, I'm going to put it on YouTube where it's going to get the traction. I mean, if I'm not going to do it on YouTube, there's other things. There's Rumble. There's things that are coming up, but YouTube is where I put video. But I got an email today. Now, remember, I just did Thursday. Today is Saturday. Thursday, I put out the audio version of a previous YouTube video. And then Friday, I recorded and put out my first full episode in quite a while. So I get an email today while I'm having lunch, and the email from Spotify is saying, "We miss your video. We see that you've gone back to audio. We want your video." So one of the reasons that I do audio on Spotify is because when I do audio on Spotify, it goes out as audio. It goes out to all of the different services and everything. But when I do video on Spotify, it seems to only go to Spotify. It doesn't seem like Spotify puts the video version on Spotify and then puts audio everywhere else. The way I've seen it happen is it just stays on video and it just stays on Spotify. I could be wrong. I need to look into that a little more. But I do know that when I put out a video on Spotify, it has less reach than when I do audio. But I'm wondering, what is the angle for them with the video? Is it higher advertising rates for people that don't do Spotify Premium? I'm curious. Does anybody out there have an idea why I would get that email like, we see you've gone back to audio. We miss your video. Wow. Talk about being tracked, right? And that's kind of normal. I mean, I use their service, but that's serious tracking that they are checking out the formats that I'm putting it out. I'm not saying I'm freaked out about it. I'm just saying, wow. So that's kind of where I am right now. So I'm just kind of putting it out there that was kind of weird to me. As a creative, it's like, am I going to get more rewarded from Spotify for putting audio on there? I have to admit, even though the reach was lower on my, video, even though the reach on my video episodes seemed to be lower, my engagement, or should I say listening numbers, were higher. I know that's weird. So do I get rewarded more for video than audio? Am I going the wrong direction by not putting out video and going back to audio? Audio is easier. Audio is way more native to me. I'm not a video guy. I'm an audio guy. I've always been an audio guy, but I can do the video. But I can tell you this, that producing audio show to me is just part of who I am. I can edit it. I can get it all done super fast. Video isn't my native format. So I guess I'm going to experiment a little bit and just see where video audio takes me. Anyway, I'm just sitting here waiting for Faith. It's a nice, beautiful day in Raleigh. I'm Aben Crawford. Just wanted to talk about that. To all those that bothered to show up or enjoyed showing up or whatever, thank you. And I will either, you will see me or hear me soon. We'll see. Later.